This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Jason Parrott.
President Trump's first proposed budget will seek to eliminate CPB funding by rescinding the corporation's $445 million fiscal 2018 appropriation and zeroing out its forward-funded 2020 outlay. That's according to the CPB, which is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which helps support stations such as the one you're listening to right now. So I don't want to sound too self-serving here, but perhaps Will, as a newspaper guy, maybe you have some thoughts on the idea of zeroing out funding for CPB.
Well, all I could say is that historically, ever since its incorporation or its founding, you know, many within the party, especially the GOP, have tried to take this back and reduce or eliminate as being proposed now, and many have failed. And I think it goes to show that many of the folks in Congress, the representatives and senators, are hearing what their constituents say, and they like this. And this is something that's been well supported. I think NPR and public broadcasting gives you a facet that is especially useful. It's something that is on, you know, it's separate from commercial broadcasting, and it provides an integral outlet for information, arts and entertainment that I don't think that you'll readily find by any of the competitors in the commercial market.
And it's really the timing is interesting, too, because I know just being out and about, more and more people are coming up to me and saying, you know what? I find myself listening to NPR more. I find myself watching public television more because they just feel that what they're going to learn there is more accurate information and more. They're going to learn more when they're listening to it or when they're watching it. So it almost seems like it's a target. It's just, okay, you know what? More people are turning here. This is something that we can go after. We can go after these types of reporters and these types of programs by cutting that budget. So maybe, I mean, just the ease of it nowadays, but it seems like at the timing of it, that at a time we're wanting to get rid of it, more and more people are turning to it.
It seems, I feel this is an unfair label, but NPR has been labeled as being liberal or leaning to the left. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a fair label, and I think especially in recent years, more and more, I hear NPR really almost bending over backwards to make sure we hear perspectives from many. We hear voices from many different perspectives. I know they also reached out to Donald Trump when he was a candidate for president. When he was running his campaign, he never responded. He never got back. But they certainly tried to get him on the air to talk about issues.
Certainly, and I think that's what has made it and endeared it for so many years is because it's been as fair, if more fair, and balanced than any others that subscribe to be. And I think that's why we're seeing maybe this at this time and place when there is an attack on the media. I think with as tried and true as NPR has been and as public television and public broadcasting has been, I think that's why people are turning toward to that. And I think it has a proven track record where, again, these past attempts by lawmakers to cut funding or get rid of funding, I think it's stood the test of time, and hopefully it will again.
And I think you also see, I mean, especially with the public television side, I was looking at an old video of one of the previous attempts to do this, and you had Mr. Rogers coming to Capitol Hill, and you mm-hmm. have Big Bird, and you have stuff like that where everybody remembers, oh, yeah, this is how I learned. This is how I grew up watching these shows. Do I really want to be somebody in line to kill these shows, to end these shows? I mean, that's the type of thing I think that also plays a factor in this.
So what happens if CPB funding is zeroed out? Any thoughts on what that does to the media landscape? I mean, I don't think NPR would disappear overnight, but I think some stations might struggle if they lose that funding source. Stations such as ours, we have a variety of funding sources, but certainly the CPB funding is an important part of that. And in rural areas where there are fewer listeners, fewer people available to support a service, I think that I'm not talking particularly about our station, but I think some rural outlets could be in jeopardy.
Absolutely. From what I've read about this topic, you know, the funding that comes from public funding from our government, it's a small portion, but not insignificant. And I think it's at a proportion and it's an amount that is still integral that mainly keeps the smaller, more outlying areas or rural areas that we might find here in western Illinois or eastern Iowa or eastern northeastern Missouri. And I think that would be subjected to taking away from the ability to broadcast in those markets or even reach those people or maybe even not even have radio stations if I'm not being too dire about it. So cutting funding is definitely not the answer to this, and it would definitely have an adverse effect, I think, to the overall landscape.
Yeah, and I've said, I'm sure, before on this program how when I came to town, you know, there were two or three local newspapers. There were three local radio stations. I'm just talking professional. That's in addition to the student publication, the student TV station, or sometimes the Quincy TV stations coming up here. So you had a lot of eyes, you know, watching over things. Now in Macomb, it really, in terms of news reporting, you have the newspaper and the McDonough County Voice. And you have Tri-States Public Radio, and that's it. And I imagine it's probably like that in some other rural markets, too, where there are just fewer sets of eyes keeping watch over things. And if you lose that public radio station, you're losing one more source of information.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the key to this, is that the areas that can't afford to lose a media outlet would be the ones losing. I mean, you're looking at your Bostons, your Chicagos, your Philadelphia. They're going to be fine. They have enough support there. But it's those rural, small areas that you don't get a lot of that coverage, as Rich mentioned here. You don't have a lot of outlets watching governments and watching school boards. And then you're going to be knocking one of the ones that people go to, that people go to and trust. You're going to be taking them right out of the picture, too. So that's where the impact could be, is in those smaller areas.
And to your earlier point, I mean, journalism, media in this country or around the world, frankly, doesn't need any more things working against it. Taking away funding for a viable, proven, strong track record such as public broadcasting, NPR, and so forth. We don't need more things working against us, as already economic pressures have already taken and eroded away the amount of press and media that we have available to monitor and watchdog and to inform our general public. We just don't need this to add to that mix.
The clock is working against us right now. We need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.